This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
After penalties cost them a win in Kansas City.
Some things we got to do and clean up.
The Giants have to focus on fundamentals and execution.
It's never going to be absolutely perfect, but that's our job.
Oh, this is amazing.
All right, let me play a song coming out of the break here. And oh, this is what I wanted to
do. Not only are they dated, they're cutting off.
Ex-head coaches.
We're having some problems with the promos. And
so that Nets-Pelicans one might have been from like a couple seasons ago.
Who knows?
So bizarre.
So let's play this instead as we're back with the warm-up show. This was the top hit in 1983 when I was at Colony Middle School.
Cool, man. I wasn't born yet.
You weren't born in 1983?
No.
And I was killing it in life already, and you weren't even born yet.
My parents got married in 83, if it makes you feel any better.
Not sure it does. It makes me feel older.
It just made me realize, and their anniversary is in 5 days, and that's 40 years?
Wow. You get your parents...
I probably should go get them something.
You get them a gift for their anniversary?
For a round number like that?
Yeah,
probably,
round number.
Probably should do something, yeah.
Something, I suppose.
It's in 5 days. Oh, boy.
Let's get to a couple of New York Jets notes. Do you want the Aaron Rodgers notes first, or do you want the non-Aaron Rodgers notes first?
I would say let's do Rodgers first.
All right.
Because he's the most important name right now.
Okay,
and
fair
I think
enough.
They're probably the more obvious notes. I'm not sure what the non-Aaron Rodgers notes are, so let's tease that for down the road.
So the Aaron Rodgers note, the main one is that he suffered a minor calf strain, which... A lot of people are saying, no big deal. He's taking a veteran day. This is what happened. As someone who's been a longtime Mets fan and a fellow like Joe Beningo has been a longtime Jet fan, and what we saw of Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander this year, that did make me nervous yesterday to see Aaron Rodgers tweaking a calf.
Plus, it was weird yesterday because I guess they did maybe – like a walkthrough in the morning or something? Because they were on the field. There was pictures and footage and all that.
Yeah.
And then Robert Saleh met the media. And then they went back. The media went out for practice, and that's when he was sidelined. So I guess they did like a two-session situation.
But he was sidelined. He said the thing he hurt his calf on was some sort of weird exercise they were doing, which he had never done before. Which he said something like, I'm sure science shows that it does something. So it was something weird the Jets had him doing with some sort of ball and
something
a calf.
Something that was new to him.
So it was something he had never done in practice. Keep in mind, this guy's been playing for like, I don't know, 30 years. Mm. And he goes, I'm sure there's some sort of science backing it.
It's science.
It's science. Yeah. I'll just go do whatever the Jets tell me to do.
Well.
So that makes me a little nervous because, I don't know, it just seems like when dudes come to New York, like Brett Favre played his entire career never getting hurt.
Right.
Comes to the Jets. Hurt.
I mean, it wasn't right away.
No, it wasn't right away.
8-3.
They were 8-3, yeah. But it determined the rest of the Jets.
It sure did.
Season.
And Eric Mangini's future or lack thereof with the Jets.
Yeah, so I was a little bit taken aback by, although no one else seemed to be making a big deal of it.
Because it's
like the writers and
such.
It was
May 23rd.
I know, but this seems like the type of thing you could blow up into a fake story.
Yeah, but.
Like I'm trying to do.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. I'm sure that was out there somewhere yesterday. If this was like day one of training camp, maybe.
But still, I thought this is training camp.
No, it's an OTA.
Oh, OTA.
They allowed 10 of them.
Oh, OTA means
organized training activity. I believe, or off season training. I think it's organized.
I think organized as well.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think that's the O.
Because they had phase one and two of the off-season program.
What
and then you go OTA. Then you go mandatory minicamp 3 days in a row, which is usually like second week of June. And then it's summer vacation for players. And I guess some coaches get some time off. And then they go training camp, usually report. Well, they're in the Hall of Fame game this year, so it'd be an earlier report.
Oh, yes.
Date. Maybe like third week of August, something like that.
OTA stands for Organized Team Activities.
There you go.
I'm reading from Bleacher Report. It is a term that was created in the legal jargon of the NFL's collective bargaining agreement.
Legal jargon. I love jargon's a good word.
To keep
jargon.
A close eye on teams' off-season preparations before training camp.
Yes.
OTA.
Yeah, they're only allowed to do so much. And before that, the phases one and two, like, there's rules on... The guys can go out and do as much work as they want on the field. Like, you've seen a lot of Aaron Rodgers throwing a... Garrett Wilson and Alan Lazard, but like there's only so much the coaches I think can be involved in, and there's like no pads or hitting. So it's all like the legal jargon. It's all built into the CBA for like player safety and health so that they don't get abused during the offseason.
Aaron Rodgers also mentioned that his commute is only 2 minutes. So where do we think he's living? In some hotel somewhere?
Yeah, I was going to say hotel right on that main road there.
Yeah, he's got to get into a house.
I mean, he's probably working on that, efforting that.
Yeah.
Get that settled by the time training camp rolls around.
No, it's weird. I haven't heard or seen any photos of him, like, shopping at Whole Foods or anything. Like, don't you think you would see him out and about? Or you think he's getting all of his meals at the Jets?
He could be. If
you think he's eating lunch, dinner?
Why not? I mean, they're obviously taking care of full spread for the players.
Isn't there a Page Six or something, some sort of reporter out in the New Jersey where we can know where is he going to dinner, where is he shopping?
Maybe they just haven't stumbled upon him yet. Yeah. Maybe they don't know what hotel he's staying at.
Right. But there's like a couple of bougie sort of supermarkets in that area.
Yeah. Florham Park / Morristown.
Yeah. Yep. /
The Jet facility is right on that.
Madison.
It's yeah, Madison's
very bougie
there.
Town.
Summit's not far away as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot
I think
of
Rex
bougie-ness.
Ryan lived in Summit.
He did. Mm-hmm. Rex Ryan lived in Summit. So there are I would like to hear more Aaron Rodgers sightings because I want to know where he's shopping.
Well, you're an investigative reporter, and you've got plenty of time in the afternoons.
Is there
instead of going home, you go out to the Jet facility, you get a little stakeout, you just park the car and hang out and try and figure out which one Rodgers is in, and then you follow him back to wherever it is he's going.
And what I'd like to do, get one of those Apple AirTags and put one on Aaron Rodgers so I know where he is at all times.
I'm sure that would be easy to execute. No problem.
It's like pat him on the shoulder, but put an Apple AirTag
like
on
Craig
his shoulder.
Like Craig did with R.J. Barrett?
Yeah, like that shoulder pat. But I slap an Apple AirTag on him. Then I know where. Like, is there a crystal shop in the air? By the way, if you're a business person who's looking to open a business, open a crystal shop.
Well, here you go. Here's your next idea. You got to actually follow through on this one. Again,
you've got lots of time
in the afternoon.
If you open a small crystal shop in Florham Park, New Jersey, because you know he can talk some of these young guys into crystals.
Uh-huh. Like setting a trap for a mouse.
Yeah.
Putting the cheese out.
Like I would get what's the quarterback? Zach Wilson. He could be... Definitely could be talking in the crystals. He's from Utah. He is following Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Glowing report from Robert Saleh yesterday.
About
Zach
who?
Wilson.
On Zach Wilson?
Handling this as professionally as you can.
He's a full-on
soaking
professional.
It all up. Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what are these non-Rodgers notes you've got?
Okay, a non-Aaron Rodgers note. Alan Lazard had to leave practice, and people were wondering why, and he took to Twitter to explain. He, quote, just got hit in the gonads. So, nothing
that.
To report here.
That's how he wrote
he
it,
tweeted
or that's
it.
Your...
No, no, he tweeted,
said gonads.
Quote, just got hit in the gonads.
Excellent.
So,
Love it. Turns
out he'll be fine.
Good.
He's going to rub some crystals on his gonads. And then he's going to be okay. So there were two very minor injuries to the new combination of Rodgers to Lazard.
Calf and a gonad.
That'll happen. Rob Saleh doesn't seem very concerned about this Quinnen Williams situation.
Shocker.
What do you mean?
What's he going to do, come out and sound the alarm?
No, but he said, I'm not worried at all. That thing will get done. And he'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning a new deal.
What's the downside of him saying that if it doesn't? Like, what's anyone going to do realistically?
Well, right now,
Robert, you told us it was going to get done.
Yes, that's what I would do.
Okay, and what does that do?
that says
and he could say something like, oh, you know, circumstances changed. We were optimistic. We were hopeful.
You
can
said
spin
it was,
that stuff. Well, by the way, for the record, I agree. I think it's going to get done. But, like, he's not going to be like, oh, I don't know. It's just getting real nervous. It's keeping me up at night.
Well, it's like when Joe Douglas came to the Boomer and Geo Live event. And he said Aaron Rodgers will be here.
He's going
to
be here.
Right.
Yeah.
And if he didn't, we would all been pointing our finger at him and said, you told us Aaron Rodgers
would
come.
That's a little different.
This is very similar.
No, it's not. Because Quinnen Williams, either way, was under contract for this season. He's a member of the Jets.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
He just wants a new deal.
He wants an extension, just like Dexter Lawrence got one from the Giants.
Ah, extension time.
Yeah. Now,
I'd like an extension.
He could hold out and not play, obviously.
Right.
But he is property is not the right word. He is an employee of the Jets. Aaron Rodgers was not until the trade was executed.
All right. And in my other non-Aaron Rodgers note, Rob Saleh said that the Jets are one of 6 to 8 teams with a legit chance to win the Super Bowl.
I did see that, yeah.
I feel like there's 6 teams in the AFC that could win the Super Bowl.
Maybe those are the teams he's referring to.
He's just thinking
he's
AFC.
Completely discredited the...
Who would you put up there?
6 to 8, so maybe 2 NFC teams.
Who would you put up there?
From
as
the AFC?
Just...
In general.
Give me 6 legit teams that could win the Super Bowl.
Well, obviously, I would say right out of the gate, you got to go with the teams that made the Super Bowl last
year. Eagles.
Chiefs, Eagles.
You got to go Bengals.
Bengals, Bills.
I'm over the Bills. I don't think they're all
over
that great.
The Bills.
They didn't look that great last year.
Okay, but they're still going to be, I mean, they're still a legitimate threat, I would say.
Okay.
How are they not? Just because they haven't gotten there yet with Josh Allen?
You ever hear Aaron Rodgers? He's in the AFC East this year.
You said, you give me the legitimate team. So I got, before we even considered the locals.
Yeah.
Bills, Bengals, Chiefs.
Yes.
That's 3 from the AFC.
Perfect.
All right. Eagles. I'm going to put the Niners in there.
I would as well.
That's 5.
Boy, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. Did not a lot. Doesn't seem like a lot of time. I thought there would be more teams.
Legitimate contenders.
Legitimate contenders.
What did we say? We had 5?
You had 5.
I can't put the Lions there yet.
Nope. You put, and then we're putting the Jets in there now.
I'm not putting the Vikings in there after what the Giants did to them.
Would you put the Jets in there?
I mean,
you
if you're to. Looking for the next team, I would say the next, like the next tier would probably be, this is not in any particular order. I would say the Jets, you could put the Dolphins in there. You could put the Chargers in there based on their roster, but it just never seems to go right for them.
Didn't even go right for them when they had Dan Fouts and Air Coryell.
And then, you know, you could, if you want to throw Giants, Cowboys, Lions, teams of that nature.
Yeah.
So I would say
yeah,
5 right. legit. I don't know. He can say, obviously, that he feels the Jets are in that conversation. On paper, the Rodgers addition should help, but, like, there's a lot that I've got to see before I'm going to really get on board. Playoffs, sure, playoffs. Yeah. But Super Bowl?
I didn't tell you. That was a weird that that Charger team never made it to a Super Bowl. You had Dan Fouts, Charlie Joyner, Wes Chandler, Kellen Winslow, the non-perv one.
Right. Senior.
Senior. Mm-hmm. Chuck Muncy running back. They had some really – they must have had a terrible defense in those years.
Maybe they did.
When they were slinging the
ball over
the place.
But that's been their MO forever. Like, think about the Phillip Rivers era with LaDainian Tomlinson and Antonio Gates. They didn't get to the Super Bowl.
How about this, Chargers? Get yourself a defensive coordinator out there. Let's
go. Their head coach was the defensive coordinator of the Rams. That Brandon Staley is a defensive guy.
Oh, is that right?
That's correct.
No. There goes that theory.
Yeah.
Right out the window. Let's take a break, CeeLo.
All right.
When we come back, I've got I got a bunch of random notes. I'm not going to say I've got you a baseball note. I got a couple of different notes. Nothing that I would fit into one category.
Wow, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
A little potpourri of items.
And the first thing I'm going to talk to you about when we get back is a Netflix situation.
Oh, boy.
Very concerning.
Okay.
And then Gio will be here with Jerry Recco in for Boomer starting at 6.